Now, is he wonderful to you this morning? I don't quite hear really wonderful yet this morning. Amen? Let's try one more time to tell him he's wonderful, okay? Wonderful. Ears have heard what's reported in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? One more time. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's reported in God's word. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, my Prince of Peace. Mighty God is He. Oh, He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, my Prince of Peace. Let's just clap it to him. One more time. Yes, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, my Prince of Peace. Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Let's give Him a big hand this morning. Tell Him He's wonderful. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Has it been good to you all week long? Have you been worshiping Him all week? Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Excuse my little hoarseness that I got this morning. He keeps trying to give me that box of rattlesnakes, and I just keep giving them back to him. And I ain't going to take them.
That's right.
Amen. He's just a big liar anyway. Brother Branham says, quit looking at those symptoms. Keep looking at the promise. Amen. And we have lots of promises. And every promise in the book is mine, and it belongs to me. So I'm going to take it whether he likes it or not. So praise the Lord. Well, have you been... come prepared this morning to hear the word.
Amen.
We're going to have another great time this morning, brothers and sisters. Just a wonderful time. We've been keeping perseverant. Amen. He said we must keep perseverant. We must keep on, keep anchored down into this word and to get it, those nuggets. There's so many of them. And once again, I want to thank so many of you. I got so many emails to come in. I got another nugget. I got another nugget. I got another nugget. And it couldn't be nothing greater than that. That just means that you're keeping inside of the Word when you do that. And there's so much that's there. And there's so much that we hear. And you can hear them over and over again. But those hidden mysteries are there for the bride of Jesus Christ. And it's so wonderful that we have the opportunity to do it. And today we're going to be able to hear as more as Brother Branham, as this message has been teaching us, to yield ourselves to Him. And that's why Brother Branham said it was the hardest thing that we could do is yield ourselves and getting ourselves out of way. And I love how Brother Branham says, I'm sitting there and I'm knocking. Jesus, you got me on your hands. I'm knocking. Are you enjoying me knocking? I'm enjoying knocking. I ain't going no place. I'm just going to keep knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking. The baby that cries the most gets the most soul. I cry a lot. Amen. He said, just keep knocking, knocking. He says, I love how that just, if you do there, he says, he'll answer the very prayers, the very desire of your heart. So we want to, as today, we want to get into the word. But I had something that the Lord just really laid up on my heart is listening to the message that God's going to bring us today is how that he's been teaching us that once again to get ourselves out of the way. As the prophet told us, it's the very hardest thing that we can do is ourselves, is to get ourselves out of the way. And how it was that we are going back, I believe, everything that was forfeited back from the day of Pentecost, that's where we want to be. When I told you a few weeks ago, somebody comes and says, man, you people are going back to Pentecost. I said, you got that right?
Amen.
That's exactly where we're going. It's when that bride recognizes themselves, when he fully come and that we have the Holy Spirit and it is here. He's got to restore that bride again. He says, when that bride recognizes who that they are. And what he's been doing to us, getting the stuff out of the way, getting ourselves more yielded to him. And the more we get yielded to him, the more that he gives us. You see that in your lives?
Yes.
The more that we get ourselves out of the way. But truly the way it was on the day of Pentecost, that's what they had to do.
Yeah.
They had to get themselves completely yielded out of the way before anything that could happen. Is Peter done knew that was, Brother Branham says, when they come on the day of Pentecost, he says that they went there and he said they had to become weak so that he could become strong.
Yeah.
He says, because getting themselves out of the way. Brother Branham says, when he got them all together, we know the scripture tells us they got them in one mind and one accord, in unity. And we know that the Lord's been doing that to us. Is trying to get us together in love with unity with one another. We got to love one another. He goes, how can we love him if we can't even love one another?
Amen.
We hold things against people or we do things and Satan's constantly battling us. And we have to constantly get those things out of the way.
Amen.
Brother Branham says that when they were there in that upper room, I love it. He says that, I think he said John one time, he says, John came up to Peter and said, told Peter, he goes, I think we got it. I think we got it. And Peter said, no, we ain't got it. He says, no, we ain't got it. Peter knew he had done failed the Lord one time. He had too much of himself. He said, when Jesus come to him, he said, you're going to deny me three times before the crow cocks. He goes, never, Lord, never. He was tough, buddy. There's no way I'm going to do it. So he failed the Lord. So when it come to the Pentecost and he was in the upper room and when they come and said, I think we got it. Let's go. We've got the power. Let's go. He said, no way. He knew they hadn't got it yet. They had to more yield themselves. They had to more get themselves out of the way completely. And then when that happened, then he fully came. The Holy Spirit came upon the people and he divided himself into each and every one of them. And they become speaking in tongues and shouting and screaming. And the Holy Ghost, it just fell on them. They didn't even know what they were doing so much. And all the out time, the city and everything is, what are these people? They're full of new wine. There must have been really a revival going on. Kind of like what Jeffersonville thinks of us right now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Want the world to think that of us, of his bride. Because that's what it is. A revival is going on. But Brother Branham says, first he's got to get everything out of the way. And when he gets everything out of the way, then that revival can come on. The things that we really want, we want to truly be sons and daughters of God. We want to be filled with his Holy Spirit. That's the desire of our heart, is to be like that. So as soon as they got the Holy Spirit upon them and that they were so excited that they went out, and we know Peter said those words to each one of them, that what it was that the Lord Jesus had come. And then they took off and Peter went off and he went into the temple. Him and John went into the temple. And so they went over there as to tell and they were wanted to speak about the Lord. You know, it's like Brother Branham says, whenever there's the Lord's around, there's a bunch of noise. And he goes, Peter and John, they were ready. They wanted to do something for the Lord. And it's like us. And they went into the temple. And when they went into the temple, he says, his eyes looked down and he seen the lame man sitting at the temple. And he says, when he walked over to the lame man, he came down and he told him, he goes, silver and gold have I none. He says, but what I got, I'll give it to you. Wow. Wow. What we got, we can give it to him. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got the Holy Spirit. Brother Brandon says, the gift of eternal life. We have the gift of eternal life to give. He says, he told those Catholics, he said, if you'll do it the way Peter did it, I'll follow you there. He says, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. So he give them what they had. And so he stand up. He told him, he spoke the word, stand up. And I love it is how that man, he stood up. And when he did, he said that there was a great noise in the temple. And he says, man, there was really a fuss going on. And he said, the Pharisees and the Sadducees is what was happening. He says, they went and they come and they got Peter and them. They got Peter and Paul and they threw him in the prison. And it says it was late that day. And so the next day that they had to come up, and I wanted to read that they brought him up before the Sanhedrin the next day. And those are familiar. You know it so well, each of you, in the book of Acts. That it is when they brought Peter and they Paul and they brought him up before the Sanhedrin. I love it. It says, and it came to pass in the morning that the rulers and the elders, they brought them all and they brought them in. And what it must have been like is in front of the Sanhedrin is the scripture tells us, if you rejected that, if you did that, you were out. You had nothing. They didn't care. They had the Holy Spirit. They knew it. It had done fully come. They had it. They were full of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it says, so he come up and they ask him, it says, and when they had set them in the midst and they ask, by what power or by what means have you done this? This always blesses me so much. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, let him have it.
Amen.
Amen. He said unto them, you rulers and you people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deeds we done in the impotent man, by what means we have done this, be known unto you and to all that the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised up from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole.
Yeah.
That's bold. That's bold. He told them. He gave them the word right there. That's what the Holy Spirit does for you. So what happened? They didn't even know what to do with him. They didn't know what to do with him. And it says, now, when they had saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, that they marveled. And they had to take knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So when that Holy Spirit works through us, they have to take note. We've been with Jesus.
Amen.
That message, that Holy Spirit working through us. And he said that when they come from boldly, they did. And so as it goes on, they didn't know what to do. So they sent them out. They told him, it says, okay, we have to get rid of them. Get them out. And it says that they told him, it says, you know, you can't do that in Jesus' name no more. So Peter says, and Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right or straight of God to hearken unto you more than God, God judge you.
Yeah.
They had to get rid of them. They took off. They just left. They were some excited brothers right then. They were so excited that they took off, that they wanted to go back with everybody that they had in the upper room to tell them what had happened, what was going on. And they got together again. Once again, they brought them together in one mind and one accord. And I just love it when sons and daughters of God always want more of him. We always want more of him. And it says, as they went, they got together, and they all got together, and they heard the things. They lifted up their voices, and they were praising and shouting to the Lord. And it says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and great, and grant unto thy servant with all boldness that they may seek thy word. Peter and John were pretty bold, in my opinion, but they wanted more boldness. They wanted more of that Holy Spirit. They weren't satisfied for what they had, what went on. They wanted more. Do you want more?
Yeah.
I want more. I want everything that belongs to me. And it says, and when they had prayed the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Amen.
They were already filled once with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They got another portion of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So if we want more of the Holy Ghost, we want more of the Holy Spirit, all we got to do is ask for it.
Yeah.
Let's ask for it. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, give me more of your Holy Spirit. Let it come to me, because Satan sometimes is even when Brother Branham would say, well, do you want to rededicate your life to the Lord? Do you want to come up to the altar? You want to do that? And it's like, well, you've already got the Holy Ghost. I want more of it, Lord. We need more of it. In order to get more, the way, and that little illustration to me is how he had to teach them first. And what we're going to hear today is that we must yield ourselves totally. We must become weak so he can become strong. We must take our lives and put it in his hands, not our ideas, our thoughts. And what that prophet tells us, he don't want nothing we've got, because we don't have nothing. Amen?
Amen?
Nothing. We have nothing. Is when we get ourselves out of the way, Brother Branham says, that's when God can come in and he can take over.
Yeah.
And that's the desire of our heart. And what we're here for today is to be taken over by that Holy Spirit. So one more time, let's just tell him that we love him, we thank him, and we want more of him today. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Give me more. Give him all. Lord, we love you. We want more. Before we go to prayer, I think we have a baby dedication. Brother David works them here this morning. We'll sing our baby dedication as they get ready to come. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before you and bring this little love gift that you've given into the house of our brother David and sister Laura, little Ella Rose. Lord Jesus, they bring her today to dedicate her into you, Lord, into a life of service to you, Lord. May you bless and be with her, Lord Jesus. May you fill her full of your Holy Spirit, Lord. May her life be an example to all that are around her, Lord. May you bless and be with her, Lord. Be with the family, Lord, as they raise her up in the admonition of this word, Lord, this message. May they always place it first in their lives and in their homes, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord. Now we take her and we dedicate her to you, Lord, and we give her back to you. You're the one that give it to them, and now, Lord, they give her back to you. Grant it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this privilege that we have to come before you. We ask it all in the lovely and the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin.
Let's stand.
Oh, bring them in. Oh, bring them in.
We want to go to prayer now as we bow our heads. So wonderful to be here today with you and to worship him in spirit and in truth and to feel his Holy Spirit. There's nothing like it. So wonderful. Such a blessed people that we are today, that once again to give us this opportunity. Truly, we know and believe that God's preparing a bride, and that you are a member of the bride of Jesus Christ. How wonderful.
Amen.
the greatest words that were ever spoken, it would have to be, to use a human, that you are my sons and daughters. That he knew you before the foundation of the world. How great thou art, Lord Jesus. There's nothing greater that you can do for us, Lord. You give us eternal life. You saw us, Lord, predestinated us. Lord, we love you and we want to welcome you here this morning. Because you are welcome, Lord. You're so welcome, Lord. And Lord, as these little licks of fire, we've all come together. And you do one little lick of fire and another lick of fire and you get them all together and we've got a big fire. And Lord, if there's anything that's hindering us this morning, we want you to take it away, Lord. Take it all away, Lord Jesus. So all that we can do is hear your word. Open up our hearts, our souls, our minds, our everything, our every fiber of our body, our ever being, Lord. Yield us, Lord. We want to come weak so that you can become strong, Lord. We know it's the hardest thing for us to do, Lord, but we know that we can because you said we could. Just help us so that we can, Lord. And that there's many prayer requests that are here that's laying before me. Many. There's many that are sick. There's many that's got the flu that meaning they need healing and surgeries and people in the hospital. Just so many needs. Do you know, I was thinking this morning, it's like, Lord, every need that I hear this morning, Lord, you're going to answer that prayer. Because we as a group of believers are coming together to the throne of God and bringing these requests and their requests. Just like Peter and Paul did, that what we have, silver and gold, but what I have, I give to you. And that's what he's saying to us. What I have, I give to you. And if we believe it as a group of believers, if we ask it, God is going to grant these requests in your request. You believe that? His word cannot fail. So if you have a request that's in your heart, and Lord, you know what I have need of. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, underneath my hand, you know what it is, Lord. Father, more of you, more to be like you. Yield myself today, Lord. And Lord, take everything away this morning. Everything, Lord. So that I can hear that word. And I can be more like you. That you can use me for what you want to use me for, Lord Jesus. That's the desire of my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Heal my body. And Lord, heal these ones, these requests that Brother Joseph talked about. Lord, do you know who they are and what their need is? Lord, we're going to join our faith together now. And we're going to believe that every one of these are going to be healed along with you. You believe that? So it shall be. So let's just sing our little songs. We'll reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. For truly he is passing by right now. Reach out and grab him. Just grab him and don't let go. Lord, I can't let go. I don't want to let go. Lord, I just want you, Lord. I want you. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find